You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Nahum Chapter 2. And we'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Your enemy is coming to crush you, Nineveh. Man the ramparts, watch the roads, prepare your defenses, call out your forces. Even though the destroyer has destroyed Judah, the Lord will restore its honor. Israel's vine has been stripped of branches, but he will restore its splendor. Shields flash red in the sunlight. See the scarlet uniforms of the valiant troops. Watch as their glittering chariots move into position, with a forest of spears waving above them. The chariots race recklessly along the streets and rush wildly through the squares. They flash like firelight and move as swiftly as lightning. The king shouts to his officers. They stumble in their haste, rushing to the walls to set up their defenses. The river gates have been torn open. The palace is about to collapse. Nineveh's exile has been decreed, and all the servant girls mourn its capture. They moan like doves and beat their breasts in sorrow. Nineveh is like a leaking water reservoir. The people are slipping away. Stop, stop, someone shouts, but no one even looks back. Loot the silver, plunder the gold. There's no end to Nineveh's treasures, its vast, uncounted wealth. Soon the city is plundered, empty, and ruined. Hearts melt and knees shake. The people stand aghast, their faces pale and trembling. Where now is that great Nineveh, that den filled with young lions? It was a place where people, like lions and their cubs, walked freely and without fear. The lion tore up meat for his cubs and strangled prey for his mate. He filled his den with prey, his caverns with his plunder. I am your enemy, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. Your chariots will soon go up in smoke. Your young men will be killed in battle. Never again will you plunder conquered nations. The voices of your proud messengers will be heard no more. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at a portion of scripture like this today, a portion of scripture that reminds us that pride leads to destruction, that the pride of humanity, as we look at you and we exalt ourselves, is something that is a great mistake that mankind makes. Lord, it's not your desire for us that we walk in pride. That's the sin of Satan. And it's not something you want us to adopt into our lives or into our mindset. So, Lord, we pray that instead of walking in pride, that we would walk in humility, just as we see your Son, Jesus Christ, exemplifying throughout the course of his earthly ministry. As we trust in Jesus, we pray that the humility of Christ and the compassion of Christ would be what our lives are known for. And we're grateful, Lord, that you make this possible through your power. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your goodness. And thank you for your presence with us today. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever thought about starting an online ministry of your own? You can see some of the projects I've been working on at desirejesus.com. And one of the newest projects is my goal to help others start their own online ministries. In my opinion, that all starts with a website and a blog. A website and a blog are key to building a solid foundation for your online ministry, but many people never get around to creating them. They fear the technical challenges, or they worry that it might be too expensive. And while that may have been the case years ago, that's not really an issue any longer. In fact, modern solutions make it possible for you to have your website and your blog up and running in less than an hour. And once they're in place, the digital foundation for your online ministry is set, and the content you're producing is well on its way to connecting with the people that you're called to serve. So if you're interested in learning more about how you can start a website and a blog that can be used as the foundation of your online ministry, visit desirejesus.com and click the Courses button. My course, How to Create a Successful Faith-Based Website and Blog Without Knowing How to Code or Program, is now available, and I'm certain you'll find it helpful if you're looking to get started. Again, just visit desirejesus.com and click the Courses button, and I'll help you get started today.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.